Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
Early morning violence in the Bronx, two people hit by gunfire, the intended victim, a man, and an innocent bystander, a woman.
What isn't clear what led to the fight between these two men on the sidewalk here in front of Billy's Deli at 1:30 in the morning on Fordham Road. But what is pretty clear, surveillance video capturing it all, where one of the two men pulls out a gun and fires several times. 43-year-old guy is shot in the back. And a woman walking down the block, an innocent bystander, grazed by a bullet.
I don't know what happened. All I know is I was walking, I heard commotion, and next thing I know, I was shot.
Where?
In my leg.
Where'd you do that?
People was helping me.
How about getting to the hospital? How'd you do that?
A random person took me to the hospital.
She was treated and released. The guy shot in the back is critical but stable at St. Barnabas as the search for the shooter goes on. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, University Heights, the Bronx.
NYPD on the lookout for the suspect in a slashing attack in the Morris Park section of the Bronx. Investigators say three people sitting in a car early this morning at the intersection of Sackett Avenue and Williamsbridge Road. Guy came up, threw something at them. They all got out of the car to confront the man, and he slashed all three of them and then made a run for it. The victims, a 47-year-old woman, 34-year-old man, and a 26-year-old man, are all being treated for their injuries at Jacoby Medical Center. Got a float in Sunday's India Day parade that is under a little bit of criticism here. The float celebrates the Hindu temple that was built over a raised mosque in India. That is being criticized as an anti-Muslim float. In a letter to Mayor Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul, the Indian American Muslim Council, along with some other faith-based groups, called on parade organizers to remove the float, saying the temple is considered a symbol glorifying the destruction of mosques and violence against Muslims. Parade organizers, though, resisting the call to remove this float. They say the float celebrates the inauguration of a sacred landmark that is significant to hundreds of millions of Hindus. In what's being called a win for concertgoers, a Queens Supreme Court judge has dismissed one of several lawsuits against Forest Hills Stadium. In this one, there was a group called Concerned Citizens of Forest Hills Incorporated. They claimed that noise from the stadium on concert nights basically wrecked their lives. It is unbearably loud, their complaint said, disturbs the peace for hundreds of area residents. But in his report dismissing the suit, the judge did acknowledge the noise, but he said the group failed to adequately plead their claim. He pointed out no one has been harmed by the noise. Yes, it's loud, but essentially a big so what. In response, the group's president, Andy Court, telling 1010 Winds that doesn't make it any easier to get to sleep on concert nights.
The ruling, if you read it, is based on very technical legal arguments. What I think it doesn't take into account is the fact that they're violating the law in multiple ways and something has to be done about it.
Forest Hill Stadium, on the other hand, says it is delighted and grateful for the judge's decision and heartened by the outpouring of love from many of its neighbors. And the search continues this morning for the teenagers who mugged two men in Central Park. It happened last Monday night inside the park. This is the latest in a string of incidents. Police say two teens approached the victim on West Drive near 62nd Street. They snatched three necklaces from one of them and a hat and a vape pen from the other and then took off running towards Columbus Circle. And cops, well, they say, well, you know the drill. They say, if you know anything, call Crime Stoppers 1-800-577-TIPS. Mayor Adams has confirmed that he has indeed received subpoenas as part of a federal corruption investigation into the government of Turkey's alleged influence on his campaign for City Hall. Interview with ABC 7, Adams says he is cooperating with the investigation. He will respond. And he is also continuing to repeat his denial of any wrongdoing. This new batch of subpoenas reportedly issued last month, seeking communications and documents from the mayor. The U.S. Attorney's Office has declined comment. Governor Phil Murphy announcing his pick to serve as the interim replacement for disgraced Senator Bob Menendez.
Today, I am incredibly proud to announce that upon Senator Menendez's resignation, I will be appointing George Samir Helmy to represent New Jersey in the United States Senate.
Helmy has served as Murphy's chief of staff until last October. That's when he left to become an executive at RWJ Barnabas Health. Before that, he worked on the staffs of current New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and former Senator Frank Lautenberg. He will replace Menendez, who will be stepping down on August 20th. after the conviction in his corruption and bribery trial for acting as an agent for Egypt's government, something that Menendez says he will appeal. The family of the 25-year-old New Jersey woman who was shot and killed by a police officer in her apartment last month will now review the body camera footage from the incident. This will happen today. Investigators say the officer was responding to a 911 call that morning that said Victoria Lee was holding a knife and having a mental health crisis. He opened fire at Lee as she approached him in the hallway. Lee's family says the officer was unnecessarily aggressive and she was unarmed.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.